It's the Burt Show.
Some guys just don't know how to take no for an answer. And we found out in this second date update that Dylan Carbello is one of those guys.
This guy emailed me on Saturday about 2 p.m. And he said, I went out with this girl. I had a great date. Gave me all the details needed. Made it sound like a great second date update. Well, the interesting part of it was the date that he was referring to ended at midnight the night before. So he wanted to know why she wasn't calling him back 15 hours after the date.
Oh, man.
What's this dude's name?
The guy's name is Dylan.
And how many times did Dylan call her?
Well, Dylan called her so many times, he actually already spoke to her this morning before he was scheduled to go on with us.
Because he kept calling and calling and calling?
And she said, you go on the air, I will never speak to you again. So he won't come on.
Let me tell you something anyway. She wasn't going to talk to him anyway.
Now, hold on a minute. After she got off the phone with him, she called us and left a message on my voicemail and said, I told him that I wouldn't do this, but I'll still go on. So I was just about to call our backup second date update when I got her message.
Oh, really?
So okay. She will go on the phone, wait till you hear how many times this guy called her since, keep in mind, the date ended Friday at midnight.
Hey, Maggie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm just fine. And you?
Oh, we're doing just great.
Oh, great. No. You know what? Let me clear something up for you.
Okay.
His name is just not Dylan. It's Dylan Carbello. I want everybody to know who Dylan Carbello is.
Okay. Why? What happened?
Okay. We went out on the date Friday night. We went to some Italian restaurant. I don't even remember what it was. We had a great time. We really did. And I would have gone out with him again. I had a lot of fun and everything was cool and great. He called me Saturday morning. What are you doing?
How long? The date ended at midnight. What time did he call you on Saturday?
10 a.m. Saturday morning. What are you doing?
Did you speak to him on Saturday morning, or did he leave a message?
No, Dylan Carbello. I spoke with him on Saturday morning.
Okay.
I went out and ran errands. I had a bunch of hang-ups on my phone by the time I got home.
Oh yeah.
He called again Saturday night. I spoke with Dylan Carbello, and it's another one of those, what are you doing tonight? That kind of thing. And I'm just like, we had a great time last night. Don't push it. Don't wreck it. You know.
How many calls total did he make?
Oh, wait, I'm not done yet.
Oh, there's more.
Yes. So he understood. He's sorry, the whole thing. Sunday morning, 8 a.m.
Oh, man, let it go.
Do you want to go to Sunday brunch?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I need to change my phone number or stalker mentality kind of thing, but if Dylan Carbello calls you, run for your lives, ladies.
Well, essentially what you have done is basically are the post office, and you've just put his picture up on the post office wall.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And that was not the only time he called me Sunday. And then this morning, before I spoke with you guys, Dylan Carbello calls me again.
It's 7:22 in the morning. What time did he call you?
Early. I couldn't even see the clock. My eyes weren't focused. And he was all excited, and he's like, oh, my God, I'm so... And I'm like, oh, dude, you know, I would have gone out with you again, but you are just totally over the line on this.
Now, Maggie, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because let's say that your date on Friday night was beyond good. Let's say it was exceptional.
You mean with Dylan Carbello?
Yeah. Let's say it was exceptional. Let's say that this was like you walked away from that dinner thinking, this might be the guy that I will marry and spend the rest of my life
mm-hmm.
with. Is there any chance at all that you would have appreciated the phone calls that he made?
Mm.
I have no problem with a call the next morning.
Now, is it?
I really don't. However, but don't sit there and ask me to go through my itinerary as to what I'm going to do today and get weird about it, about meeting friends for who?
And Dylan won't come on with us?
He won't come on.
Any of this?
He won't come on. We can call him again.
You mean Dylan Carbello?
Now, let me.
But I thought the reason he wouldn't come on is because he didn't want to make Maggie mad.
You mean Dylan Carbello?
If you count every hang-up that you got over the weekend as a call from him,
mm-hmm.
how many calls do you think you got from Saturday morning to this morning?
17.
Whoa.
That includes the hang-ups?
Mm-hmm.
17.
Wow.
Freak.
There were hang-up calls in there. And
he must have an explanation on why he called you 17 times.
Do you have caller ID?
Yes.
Okay, so you know that it was, in fact, Dylan calling you and hanging up?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, he's not coming on with us, so this is pretty much done.
Okay.
I don't think you'll be getting any calls from Dylan Carbello.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Take care.
Dylan Carbello, ladies, run.
It's the Burt Show.